Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Games with her, and you're gonna pay. Leanne Locken is here to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas, episode 10, now.
For TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Bad bitch herself is here.
Yep.
Yes.
Dallas is baddest bitch at AfterBuzz TV. Leanne Locken, welcome.
Love it.
She is in the house.
Just saying. This is a great intro. I feel like I should be walking in with like a big explosion behind me, like, yeah.
Yeah, with what you're wearing, you're killing it.
Thanks.
Yes, you look good.
Thank you. Thank you. A little short. But
perfect.
You know,
it is perfect.
I thought I'd turn it up tonight.
Yeah, you
I
love
it. It works. Well, you guys, welcome to the show. You guys can find me at all times on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk.
That's right. Welcome back, y'all. It's Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me at Rach_Robillard.
Hi, guys. I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and join us now live in the live chat on YouTube.
Do it.
You guys should stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
I totally stalk him. I'm still waiting for a good underwear pick.
Coming right up.
I'm loving this background music. It's really setting the scene.
It really is.
Good choice, Richard.
Told you.
Let's get this started.
So, yes, in tonight's episode, of course, we're going to be going right to the source, Leanne.
Yes.
We're going to be recapping the show and doing some rapid-fire questions I got off of Twitter.
Right.
So get ready. Everyone get ready. Here we go. Let's do it. So we're back in Dallas in this episode. And Carrie tells Mark about what Leanne said about Mark going out and getting hit. This is the charge. Hit on by guys at bars. We all know which bar at this point. We've heard it a million times.
The Roundup.
Yes. And then, you know, Mark says that these people, he wouldn't say anyone names, but these people are trying to ruin them. What does he mean by this?
I think Carrie made it really clear in her, like, I mean, I think she listed off, like, her family, her husband, her kids, her, you know, practice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, why don't you blame me for your dirty underwear, too, child? I mean, shit. I mean, girl, you got a washing machine. Don't tell me your maid don't know how to use it, along with the left socks.
Ooh, that was obnoxious. I can't with any of that.
I can't with any of that. I don't talk to people like that. I mean, yeah. I may talk to you bad, but not like that.
I got it. Brandy and Stephanie go to the venue for this Brandyland party. And Brandy's still upset with Carrie, and Stephanie does not want to get in the middle of this. This stood out to me when I watched, because I was like, wait a minute, why wouldn't she want to mediate between these two? Why is
she,
these women are always so afraid of being in the middle.
I don't know,
but I ain't got no problem. Not Leanne, that's for sure.
But yet they all spend a lot of time in that zip code, the middle.
Exactly.
They spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think the thing with Stephanie is, I mean, I think she loves being a part of the show, but when it comes to, you know, stepping in the middle, the word awkward comes out of her mouth way too often. And the deal is, it's called Housewives. Like, you know, I don't know any other housewife that's uncomfortable or awkward as much, you know. So why don't we see the Stephanie that's in confessionals, I don't know, in scene?
Oh, my God. I was thinking the same thing.
You got some good...
She's got some good one-liners
in her
confessionals.
Right?
But... No. That doesn't
but
come across
in real life. But you never see those
life.
One-liners in real life.
Yeah.
And when you talk to her in person, you never hear those one-liners
in real
life.
No, I totally agree.
When we talked to her, it was a completely different...
Yeah. Well, it was this and really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, she sat right there.
I totally agree.
It's like changing my view on her a little bit. And I'm like kind of disappointed. I'm like, she doesn't say any of that in real life, just like you say. She doesn't.
No, and then when you confront her like I do... you know, her whole thing is, I'm just being funny. And you're like, yeah, me too, bitch. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go with that next time.
I like one personality and stick with it. Like, I'm not confused.
You're, I'm
Yeah.
Halloween costume making sense now. I know.
It's a lot to keep up two different sides, especially when you're on a national or international TV show. Right. I mean, how the hell do you keep it all together?
Note cards.
Well, yeah. Oh my gosh, your note cards were so good. Oh yes. My gosh, I love that. Just come prepared to a fight. Yeah.
Tell them all. Right. I'm old. I'm battling flesh-eating bacteria, trust me. Yeah, I need some damn note cards.
What's the status of this bacteria?
It took me 3 months to kill it. I mean, I'll show you pictures on my cell phone. It was eating holes in my body. There was a point when I contracted it in Mexico, and that's why on the boat,
I
was so out of it on the boat. I was like... Oh, all that rocking back and forth. And I thought, at one point, I remember thinking on the boat, I'm going to bite a finger off, throw it in the water. As soon as I see a shark fin, just jump in. Like, just go for it. Just get me out of here. You know? So I just, you know, I got it in Mexico. It took 3 months to kill. Wow. And we went on that holiday hiatus, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
We had Chinese food for Christmas, and we did not have a single Christmas tree light or gift at my house. I was in bed.
Wow.
Like, I mean, basically when she came to give me an IV, you can very clearly see these veins, right? Yeah. They're really good. So is this one. All three of those veins collapsed along with veins in my hand. Damn. Five veins collapsed before she could find a vein that would be sturdy enough to take the fluids into my body. So
what was the timeline? So Mexico ended, then it was Christmas, and then this episode is after?
Mexico ended, then we had the break, Christmas, New Year's, and then, the white party was after.
Okay, so this was after Christmas. Okay. I like to keep track of all that.
Yeah, and they play, you know. And the IVs that I got, I literally got the morning of the white party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I was curious when that was. I
wasn't
going to
make it. I wasn't going to make it. I mean, like, Tiffany came over, and she was like, you're crazy. And I was like... You know, sign up for it.
I know. Too. Can we talk about Tiffany?
I like you two together.
How is she?
She's great. She just sent me a voicemail today. Sweet as pie. You know, she knows it hurts my heart to see people flipping like this, and I'm just not that I don't have that nature. I don't flip back and forth.
Right.
I'm pretty damn consistent.
You are
all the time, and it hurts my heart to think someone is a friend and then to have them not be. And she knows me. I mean, not like I'm going to walk around crying, you know, all the time. That's just not who I am. I don't break in front of people. My mother taught me that a long time ago. It's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Just like Deandra.
True.
I mean, we learned a long time ago. I mean, you just don't. You have a mother. You have mothers as strong as our mothers. You just don't break in public. You hold it. Wait till you get home, find a bathroom, close the door, do it by yourself, be done with it, come back out, get going.
Mm. I feel that.
Yeah, wow. No, I think that's the right thing. Yeah. I mean, some people could argue, like, oh, you're gonna let it out. I'm like, no, I agree with that. You're going to keep up a certain level.
It is, yeah.
It's Dallas Society 101.
101.
I really like how Tiffany is. She's been shown a lot this season.
Yeah. Supported me a lot. I was very grateful to have her come and be a part of this season, and you know, against her better judgment. I mean, she just is not a fan of, you know, all the fake. She's just the fake gets to her more than it gets to me, and that says a lot because you know, it gets to me too.
Yeah, and she was there with the whole.
She was there for Two-Face, and she didn't have an issue with Two-Face. She didn't. Did you see her laughing when I threw the glass?
Oh, I saw it.
I cannot. Here's the winner, winner, chicken dinner. So Cam complains that we're drinking out of plastic upstairs.
Oh, I know.
And then says that's why we have plastic downstairs. Leanne score?
A real glass.
A real glass.
Oh, please let us know.
Yeah. Did you bring in that glass?
You can't prepare.
I'm not allowed to discuss that, but I can just tell you that that was water in it. I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, you weren't drinking. Right, you made it very clear you were not drinking.
I'm surprised I had heels on.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole thing was don't fall.
I will say, you would never know seeing how you and Tiffany walked in. You never know what you were going through.
Well, you don't walk in looking like you're going through something.
Oh, I get it, but you know, it looked good.
You know, you walk in and you're like, I'm here.
That's such a Southern thing, though. It's
called Texas Strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
And the two of us that are from Texas on the show are exactly alike. Texas Strong.
Yeah.
I mean, you know? That's just who we are. That's just what we do. That's why when I get Tinder, Deandra's like, don't you buck up, you know? And I'm like, I'm trying, but that third cocktail really is.
Speaking of right. Deandra, she finally got a green light on a project. Or
yes, that's right.
I was so excited about that.
Yeah,
I was and shocked. Just so excited to see Mama D again.
I know.
I love Mama D.
Love
Mama D.
Love her.
Oh, you love her. Who do you think gave her the name Mama D? I am trying Deandra to get my ass us. Adopted. Mama D, please adopt me. You know I look just
we
like her.
We were just saying that last night.
Adopt me, Mama D. Deandra's like, she will not adopt you. That inheritance is mine. And I'm like, I don't want the money. I just want Mama D on my side.
Yeah, exactly.
Just sit down next to me, Mama D, and just tell me the world. No, when I was trying to get Rich to ask me to marry him, Mama D was like, I'm going to take him to lunch. I'm going to tell him. And I'm like, please don't. I really like him, Mama D. Please don't. I really love him.
She was genuinely impressed by this snow algae.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well,
I was too. I wanted it myself.
If you've done testing and every single testing person has come back as positive and that they had a result, I mean, how do you not set that in your product line?
Yeah. And someone was saying in the comments over on Reality T that $100K to invest in a new product is not that
nothing.
Much.
Nothing.
So
nothing.
Overall, it's a win for everyone.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
For Hard Night, Good Morning, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
And speaking of Rich, can we see the ring? Congratulations.
Oh my gosh, I know. I saw it from afar. It's so beautiful.
Bling,
bling. Say congratulations. Yeah.
See the ring.
Man, looks good.
Yeah, still got my my reunion nails on.
I love those nails. Just the whole.
I feel like I have so many questions about that.
I know. Don't tempt us. Don't tempt us.
You know me. Show up in a short dress and see what happens.
Okay. I can see where this. I have an idea. Oh, what was I going to ask you? Oh, I was just going to ask you about the FaceTiming with Brandy. Right away. I love the delivery. There's something I've never told you. I haven't said this yet.
Okay.
But in Mexico.
Well, yeah.
She was saying that she doesn't want to be friends with you guys anymore because of your behavior.
Mm-hmm. And it's
real, right?
You know. Yeah. And the thing is,
I love that they had the flashback to show it too.
Yeah. The actual quote.
There's going to be some more flashbacks. And I'm going to say, you know, the thing about it is, I was sick in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So for me not to tell her in Mexico, well, number one, we were all around each other. When was I going to tell her? On the bus on the way home while the cameras weren't rolling?
Right.
I mean, really? Yeah. I think I would have gotten in big trouble for that. And then the other thing was, you know, I did this new technique in Mexico because I was so tired, and I started recording how I felt so that when I got back, I was like, wait, what? She said, what? You don't really, like, how did I not remember this? You know? And then I was like, well, I need to... You know, I need to tell her this. I mean, like, this is something that's important that I shouldn't, you know. I'm old, y'all. I forget shit quick.
You come prepared.
Quick.
You record yourself? Like a video recording?
No, totally. Not
video.
Like
a memo.
Just audio. Yeah. Memo.
Okay.
Yeah. Smart.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's, that's like pre-keeping receipts.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed it because I tell you, I mean, like, when I mentioned it to my team, they were like, can you tell the other girls? I was like, hell no, I ain't telling them no shit. Figure that shit out themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get to hear it in your voice and your emotional point. When, you know, a lot of times, like, you can, like, when I watch Rich ask me to marry him, I mean, I get teary-eyed every freaking time because it's that moment. And it's that you hear my voice and you hear his voice. And it's just, it's something about that. I think it's from acting. Just listening to that moment, I can re-put myself right back there. So,
wow.
Yeah. So you've been in the business for a while. But
a long time.
This show, how has it really changed things for you? It's a different thing.
It's a different thing, you know. It's the biggest things, really, other than, you know, for reality that I've done. It's not my first reality show,
right,
you know.
Right.
I'm used to how it works. And I enjoyed the filming this time a lot better, which I was surprised. I really liked our team, but the airing has, you know, once, you know, you just forget, man. You forget, and then you rewatch it. And then you watch it, and what happens is, like, you're watching it, and you're like, but I thought we were really good friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's really disturbing. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, I'm human. I can be no bull in all horns and still cry. And I do. I just don't like to do it in front of other people.
So is it hard to watch the confessionals of the other girls?
Yeah. I mean, it is for me because I feel like, number one, I feel like Stephanie's confessionals are very, very aggressive and condescending and rude and mean, just mean to me. I mean, like, who says flesh-eating bacteria? You know, I'm like, really? Because when I told you, you sure did seem to be concerned on your face.
And
that's for me, that's where I get like, look, if you walk in and I got issues with you, I'm not going to play kissy face and be like, hey, what's up?
Exactly.
You know, I'm just not. I'm going to be like,
of course, I can relate to that.
You're here.
Same.
You're here. Like, I don't fake anything. I just, that's so hard for me. So I feel like I don't like the fact that in confessionals she does that, but then I never, during season, have a chance to respond.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get to respond to everything I do because I do it in front of you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I will say, after watching so many of these cities for so long, the worst is when they really only react
in confessional,
right? That's what drives me crazy because it doesn't give you anything
fair
to work
with. It's not
with.
Fair to the other cast that have given everything in scene, you know. So it gets frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, Leanne, I will say you
can't make a mouse do anything but eat cheese.
You know,
you can try.
How to play this game. You really do. And I view Housewives as sports. For me, it's like
it
my
is a sport.
Sport.
It's a sport. And I'm an alpha, and I've always been an alpha. I mean, you put a hurdle in front of me, and I win the gold medal. That's what I do. When I was in middle school, the boys' coach was like, you boys step it up, or I'm going to put Lockin on the team. And I mean, like, you know, I'm like, I can do it, coach. I can take them on. When you grow up on a carnival, you don't – do I pick that up? I mean, we just, you know, you don't have time for that. Yeah. You don't have time for that. I didn't have time to be a kid. I didn't have time to be weak or innocent. Pick it up, do it, move on. Next. I just don't. That's
life
just how I grew up.
Lee.
Yeah. Lessons, right?
And it's hard because, you know, as you get older, you're like, you need to dial it back. You know,
I'm getting worse. Never.
I hear a lot. You know, lady up, Leanne, lady up, and I'm like, child, that's a 4-letter word. So here's something no one's ever known. Did you know that I was in the receiving line with Prince Charles? I've met Prince Charles during the sesquicentennial of Texas. No. I knew exactly how to, you know, be around Prince Charles. He was a wonderful human being. It was a wonderful opportunity to meet him. I was around some of the who's who of Texas. You know, at the governor's mansion, and you know, didn't break anything. Didn't call anyone the C word. I'm not stupid. Right. You know, right. Not stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know what you're doing. Right.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. And we really do.
Right? Yes. Do you like how you're portrayed on the show?
I'm not. And I had a discussion about this today. I am not happy with the over dramatization of the kill and the if I threaten you, you're going to know it. If I say they're just hands, I mean they're just hands. If I'm going to threaten to kill you, trust me, you're going to know I threaten to kill your ass, and it ain't going to be no joke because I'm going to say it to your face, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I'm going to do it, and it's going to be a slow damn process and probably involve a spoon.
I love a new utensil is now introduced.
Just saying. You know, and then they're all like, I'm so scared, but let's go to Mexico. And I'm just like, really?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Come
how
on.
Did you feel seeing that on the screen? That, like, when you saw that episode?
That it went from just hands to Brandy saying, Leanne's going to hurt you, to Carrie turning around and saying, Leanne said she's going to kill me. Wow.
I mean, now we're going to Mexico.
Yeah. I'm like, and then, I know, but I don't want to miss out on the fun. Well, then you're not that scared.
Right.
Let's just be 411. Let's just be 100, okay? Because I can't do this 99 point whatever you're divin. I'm just too much.
But not only that, isn't she contractually obligated to go on this trip? So she can say whatever excuse she wants. She's going to be in Mexico, right?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I would think that Tamara and Vicky are contractually obligated to film together, but, you know, we waited for that for a long damn time, too.
I know. That show is only helping this show, though, because that show's in such bad shape that people, I'm sure you get it every day. This show's giving you what they're
sadly, hell. we see it on Twitter, but, you know, I think every show has merit, and I wish our show would end up being more in the New York direction, which is we can get together, we can throw some shit out, work it out, and then go have drinks and have a good time and enjoy one another. Brandy is fun. I mean, mm-hmm. she's the other FAF. She is fun. And, yeah. you know, and I had such a good time hanging out with her. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you turn around and you're like, oh, we were never friends. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's nice to see on Twitter.
One thing I wanted to clarify with you, because I've been vouching for you since the hands behind closed doors comments.
Right.
Were you clearly induced? This is what I've been saying, that you were ready to go under, and this is where we were.
Totally.
They don't say that, though.
No, they don't, and they wouldn't let me put it in my blog either. I took medication before I left my house because I do not do surgery well at all. My grandmother died on the operating table, the one love of my life. Yeah. So I don't, every time I'm, it freaks me. Like, it freaks me to think that I'm going to go under and I can't make you make me come back out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to be present to save my ass. And I've been the only one saving my ass for 50 years. And so I didn't, so they knew that. They knew I'm a fighter, especially against anesthesia. So they said, you know, we want you to take medication before you leave the house. So I took something. I remembered what I said in the car, because if you remember on the boat, I said, what I say? Yeah, I said, your husband's business is a chop shop. You know, I remembered that. And then I said, did I say something else? I mean, that was the most innocent, honest question I've ever asked. And then when she started telling me, the look on my face was this. Damn it, Logan. Are you stupid or something? Like, can you keep your mouth shut? Like, where's the sewing kit? Because you just need to stop talking. And, and then that's what I'm thinking. I'm kicking the crap out of myself. But the first words out of my mouth are, I'll own it. I'll own it. I'm not making a joke about it. Right. I'm not finding an excuse. I didn't say I grew up on a carnival. That's why I talk that way. I said, I'll own it. I'll own it.
And I feel like that's a current theme this season that Deandra brought up, that every time you say something, you have to own it, and you do. But then there are other people on the show who don't have to be held to that same standard.
No one gets held to the standard I get held to. No one.
And why is that?
Probably because I hold myself to that standard first. Mm-hmm. And maybe they need to learn how to hold themselves to a standard. Mm-hmm. Because I got to tell you something. It goes all the way through to the end. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see it constantly. I mean, even in that in the episode where she's said that Rich has a small package. You know, I mean, I think I showed the picture. But
you had the perfect response. I mean, yes.
Oh, my God, yeah. So even then she's like, well, I was joking around. I'm like, that's an excuse.
Right.
But see, I'm not coming to you and saying that's an excuse. I'm just going to sit still and let you say what I'm going to let you get your words out, because it doesn't take me a lot of words to make my point. I'm pretty clear that my tone and my eye and my facial expression deliver exactly how I feel at any point in time.
Yeah.
And I don't hide it.
At what point do you not even have to say I'm sorry anymore? Because if you're never going to get the I'm sorry back, because you're probably never going to get the I'm sorry back from Stephanie for saying,
oh, I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to get it
from Stephanie.
You having
a flesh-eating bacteria.
No, and she doesn't. And she literally doesn't. She thinks I'm a three-headed Satan, and she would like to see me burn in hell literally on camera. She just thinks I'm evil. Marie got a hold of her at the very beginning, and she's never going to change. She's never going to change. It's never going to change. And what kills me is she does that sweet presentation, and then I have to deal with it behind the scenes of what you see in confessional. Sometimes I deal with some of that, and it's like, it's not fair. Like, be you. Like, show you. So I think if we go to a three, it'll be very interesting to see how well I hold everyone to their behavior this season. But like I said, Carrie was tweeting out, I apologized to Rich. Well, actually, Rich reached out to you because he was so disappointed in you. And then you responded back to him with an apology and why you did it, which was, but Leanna said this, Leanna said that. I got it in print, child. I'm happy to publish it any damn day of the week. And so she tweets out how she apologized to him. I said, you didn't apologize to him. Then in her blog that week, she's like, I apologize. But then she makes three teeny weeny jokes. And I'm like, I owned it. I apologized. I let that shit go. You ain't seen me talk about it since. You still talking about it. You're still talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's all she does, though. We have a hard time trying to figure Carrie out on this panel.
We have had, literally, since the beginning, season one, we have had the hardest time trying to figure out who she is.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think Carrie knows who she is. And I think that's a big problem. Yeah. I think the whole situation with Mark, I think they thought that would be an opening to you being able to see her home life. Mm-hmm. And now you see her home life and you're probably even more confused because that's genuinely how they are with each other.
Oh, I'm really confused after this episode.
Their love language is what you see. That's their love language.
But they have sex all the time, apparently.
You know, child, I can't with all that. I'm sorry. But
who says that?
I'm 50. Let me tell you something. When you get over a certain age, you're like, you want a what? I got sleeping pills and a Theraflu. I don't know what your plan is, but Bob's Burger is on and I'm out. I mean, I'm out. My unconscious body is yours. Take it.
Oh, I love it.
I do that now. Oh, my God.
I know!
Well, we congratulated D'Angelo. We have to congratulate Cameron for her sparkle dog getting greenlit.
Dog food.
Yes.
Dog food.
She's good. I'm so happy and proud of her.
Yeah.
I mean, really. And you know what? When you guys meet her, it answers all your questions when you meet her in person. She's the same. Awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. See,
she's my unicorn.
She's been getting a lot of hard tweets, a lot of bad responses.
But you know, can I tell you, you know what I think that is? Is I think that because she's not on social media as much as we are, people can't get a feel for her. So they think she's acting.
Yeah.
But she is so damn cute. I mean, it's like when someone gives you a Tiffany's box, you're like, oh, really? And I mean, like, that's how I am with Cam. Like, every time she talks, I'm like, oh my God, you're just like you make my heart happy. Like, you make my heart so happy. And she can go. She can go. She can go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made me laugh and she's like, we're in Boonesville.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Walking in with all pink, Louis Vuitton. Like, I was like,
freaking $145,000 car driving through the dirt. I'm like, oh my God.
She has no idea where she was. I'm pretty sure GPS took her the whole way there.
Oh, yeah. And the whole way
she was like, what zip code? Actually, I think Cam would really like for me to tell y'all, she never said the two words zip and code. That was Carrie.
Okay.
So Carrie started that whole zip code thing, not Cam.
Does Carrie live in the zip code?
Carrie lives in Preston Hollow, where I live.
Okay, so that's the zip code, because we're trying to... Yeah. We know.
Well, there's Highland Park, Park City, and Preston Hollow. Those are the three kind of...
The Beverly Hills of...
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't call us Beverly Hills, but we're... We're close enough.
Close enough.
What do you think of Stephanie's house?
The new house.
What do you think?
I'm restraining. Look at me. I've learned so much this season. I don't have to say everything I know.
You don't have to say anything. I'm just curious. Yeah. Take a sample.
I think it's a beautiful set. I think it'll be a beautiful set. I do know the previous owner. I know the previous owner very well. And then I know my friend Steve Kimball and partied there a lot with the original builder.
From the first house of this house. I know there were two in the property.
I'm glad she drained that pool in the living room.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
That was a gay man's cocktail.
Right.
Oh, well, Brandyland Winter Party, a white party starts. And,
I love a white party.
Yeah.
White parties are fun.
Yeah, I mean...
Especially if someone dies, because you can just take your clothes off.
Right?
I know, my gosh. Wasn't that Stephanie who said that?
Yeah. It was Stephanie.
That was a little odd to me, because like, wait, what?
It's just another chance to punch.
Yeah, because
For Halloween, I might be a punching bag.
That's a question. Ooh. I'm serious. That's a question from one of our Twitter followers at Pretzel Payday. Says, I love Leanne. What is she planning on being this year for Halloween? Will Two-Face make an appearance?
Punching bag.
That's it.
A punching bag.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture this.
I should say,
because the wiener costume was everything.
Oh. I still have that wiener costume.
Memes, of course.
You know, I still have that wiener costume.
I love
that wiener costume. That was my idea. That was completely my idea. The Two-Face was my idea. I own everything that I did.
You know, I love that this show and the confessionals, you guys can break the fourth wall, have fun, and bring things in, and you hear people.
Yeah.
It's
like,
we know that you're sitting in under lights, and there's a story producer, and someone's taking
and 25 people, and your dog's looking at you like, is this shit going on?
Like, we know this. So for some of us, we're supposed to believe it. Someone's sitting outside their dining room.
Right?
So I like
My beagle was like, there's a spotlight right on the ottoman. That's for me.
I saw that.
I'm like, we kept like, oh my God. I think the crew was like, seriously, your dog. And I'm like, what can I say? She's a star. She found that spotlight, child.
She's gorgeous.
She just went right over there.
I love looking at her.
She's an angel.
She's beautiful.
Aww. Yeah.
So at this white party.
At the white party, can we talk about Deandra for a minute? Because that was hilarious. Yes. She was like a robot at the party. Can't miss a thing.
Do you know? No, she can't.
I love it.
She got FOMO like a big girl. Oh my God. And then did you see her try to run me over?
Yes.
I should have called the popo right then. I should have had that bitch arrested in Croatia.
Right?
Basically was threatening my life, y'all. I mean, I felt endangered by that robot.
That was so funny. Like, was that her idea? Like,
yes.
I was like, I need to be there.
She and I mean, I keep saying it, and I think she does too. We are identical. The only difference is I grew up with, like, a McDonald's spoon in my mouth, and she had a silver spoon.
Okay.
And so, but we fight the same way. We love the same way. We are honest the same way. We're straight shooters the same way. We deal with stuff the same way. It's just so cute. So did she come up with that? She is funny. She's funny, and she's smarter than she gives herself credit.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad they put Cameron and Deandra on the show for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was wondering, I was thinking, I was like, are they going to have her? It's going to be Leanne versus everybody
else.
The
versus two more people. Yeah, I
thought they were going to do that too. I honestly did too.
And I had a real long conversation at the beginning because I was like, look, I can't. Like, it's not fair. And, you know, it's not fair to my energy level. I'm the oldest, damn it. Hello. I mean, you know, like, these girls are in their 30s. I mean, Cameron's younger, is the youngest one. You know, she's like 4 years younger than Brandy.
Really?
Oh, maturity level.
Youngest.
Wow. I keep dropping that little bomb.
Wow.
Does it make it, I mean, like, you know, Brandy and Kim Kardashian are the same age.
Oh.
Okay.
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 I think I know what
she's from. Yeah. Okay. I think you stumped me.
Viewers, look it up.
I don't watch her. I don't care for her either, though.
I'm just saying, with the way you handle life and what you've got to go through and how you deal with it.
Okay.
You know, there's people who just deal and do business, and there's people who, you know.
Play with dildos.
Yes.
Play with dildos.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, that was a good looking dildo. Just saying.
Well, Brandy, at this white party, she starts talking to Stephanie about Leanne and you. And she says that, Stephanie's not buying into all the stuff right away that's being said. But Brandy says that, you know, Leanne's not going to lie, and she comes at you honestly. And,
Brandy's like, she may get heated, but she's always honest.
Yeah.
And it's true. I tell you the truth.
At least
I tell you like it
some
is.
Credit, yeah.
I was happy. Yeah. Matter of fact, you know, we made a little gif of it because I was like, this is a nice moment. This is a moment where, thank you, Brandy. I appreciate that. This is a moment where Brandy has taken the last year and a half of Leanne being there and actually just been really honest with about it. So I really appreciated it.
That was good because I didn't know the status post-Mexico of the two of you. So when you FaceTimed her, I was like, oh, I guess they're continuing on as usual.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, I sat on the boat after all of that and I was like, okay, look, if you guys are going to be best friends, let me tell you how best friends work. Like, Stephanie, when she does something wrong, like Deandra does with me, this is your opportunity to say, help her and say, now, Brandy, you know, you've got to learn to grow together. But all I saw was two girls seesawing with a dildo.
She didn't even take that opportunity with Carrie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
When Carrie and Brandy were going at it.
Yeah. And we talked about it last week, but this Carrie's new best friend, Cameron, is convenient, to say the least. It kind of bothers me.
I think
me.
Most of Carrie's friends are.
Okay. Yeah. It bothers me from a viewer's perspective. I'm like, okay, now she's going to latch on to this one. And we saw it in tonight's episode when they had to leave together. We'll get there. but they came in together, and you pointed out, you're like, hello. They didn't say hello to anybody.
But we were like literally standing 2 feet from their entrance, and like they came in and they were like, oh, let's go to the bar. And I was like, okay, I know that move. Yeah. I think I invented it.
Right. Did that bother you that Cameron didn't speak either?
No, Cameron spoke to me. Oh, she just did. Didn't see it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so Cameron did say hi to y'all. Oh, but yeah. Carrie's one who completely avoided.
Yeah.
Because how it portrayed was that they both went to the bar together. Right.
Well, Cameron was being loyal to Carrie. I mean, Cameron is a genuine person. I mean, you know, if she feels like somebody's getting treated unfairly, you know, she wants to give support, which is mostly why I put myself in the middle with the dildo situation in Mexico, because it had gone on long enough, and Cam was uncomfortable, and I was sober, and the only other one sober was Cameron, and so I just felt like, okay, look, you can't see this right now, right. Tequila girl, but this isn't funny for everybody, you know, so
yeah. You handled everything really well in Mexico.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was really sober in Mexico.
No, your volleyball skills for just getting your boobies done.
Dude, I was volleyball captain. Again, it's like, you know, and I don't lose. Like, I mean, if I'm going to, it's why I think long and hard if I'm going to do something. Because if I do it, I'm going to do it. There's no.
I was so surprised. I was nervous for you watching you. Like, I just didn't want anything to rip.
The digging in the sand was so much harder. My boobs, oh my God, they were
You did that?
Yeah, for a long time. And I kept thinking, Carrie, you're a nurse. Are you going to, like, stop me at some point? Because you can tell that I'm using all of the muscles all right here to do this. And I couldn't, I mean, I was like, there's no ball in the sand. I'm like looking at him. I'm like, how do you say there's no ball in the sand in Spanish? Damn it. Right. You know?
Well, Carrie wasn't running to help Stephanie on the deck of the boat. I don't know if she would help you in the sand. I couldn't believe that. They all sat and watched her, like, clawing for life on the boat. Horrible. Well,
to be fair, friends like they look drunk, too.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. If I had friends like that, I'm
drunk
helping
the drunk.
I'm done.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, no,
if I'm
I
drunk
my friends
and you're drunk, I don't know how much help I'm going to be to you.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You could both end up in the water.
I'd be pissed. I'd be too pissed. So everyone, I was going to ask you something again, but I have all these things going on in my mind. What was I going to say? Yes, Brandy feels that Carrie's friendship is a lie, and they say, well, we both know that she was the nanny.
Brandy always has so much good information.
And this comes back, yes. So,
and how did my face look when she said it?
You knew before she said it.
Yeah. No, I was shocked. I had not heard that. I was like,
wait.
Damn, shit getting all the way to Plano and I missed it? How the hell did that happen?
Well, it flashed back to the reunion, and that's when you said,
I knew of the situation. Okay. I did not know she was the nanny. I never knew that. Okay. I mean, don't you think I ought to whip that out at the reunion? I mean, come on.
Well,
I mean,
thank
like,
God Brandy did.
Well, yeah. I didn't. Yeah. I did not know, and then Brandy gave me the 411 after about how long she'd been holding on to that. So,
were you shocked that she said that?
Mm-hmm. No, because Carrie had been poking at her, and, you know, I know what it's like to be poked at, and I know how I react, and Brandy's not that different from me. She's really not. I'm 50, so my pageant years were Stephanie. Everything had to be perfect. It's a presentation. It's, you know, I'm going to give everybody what they want. Carrie, dating years, you know? I want everybody to love me. Brandy, party years. Like, wants to do good, but there's tequila, you know? And so now I'm me, and it's just, I see a little of me in everyone. So, no, I know what it's like when you poke, and I figured, you know. I mean, you saw her come at me in season 1. Do you really think? Like, I thought that was a soft delivery. And I thought but where was the genuine fighting between Steph and Brandy in the beginning, you know, because she know how to fight. I mean, we all saw it in season 1.
This is true.
I was curious to know more about this nanny situation, so I read Carrie's blog. This is according to her.
I read it too.
This is what she said. She says, so side note on this big secret, : I worked for Mark for 5 years before we got together and started dating. He had 2 kids and no nanny. One was his One of his couples trips was with two of his plastic surgeon buddies and their wives. I had watched their kids too in the past, and they gave him the idea. With my boss out of town, I was free and available.
The
now
details
it's a big scandal.
Are overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
There's no
the
timeline
details,
of the marriage. That's
the details,
all we want to know.
The details are overwhelming. And when she said Rich has a small penis, I was like, Ann.
You
like,
are just
details. The details are overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Like, the details are overwhelming.
Yeah, because she said, and oh, I'm from a good source about Rich. I have it from a good source.
And I know her right? source, and her source still works for them.
Oh, so
and
she wasn't
never,
making that up.
And Rich never dated her.
Oh, so that was... I thought she was making it that she had a source, but she did apparently have a source.
She thinks she does.
Okay.
I mean, she was trying to... That's the same person that Mark was trying to get to come to all of season one filming. Because they thought... They thought... That was the situation. But you know what? My man is...
Me?
Oh, am that, I kidding you? Do I kid? Do I jest ever?
That would have been really interesting
yeah,
to see.
But that's such a freaking low blow.
That would, yeah, that's like... I mean, that's I could just... That's like... We've seen you go off already, but that I think that would have been like another level.
I wouldn't have had to. You'd have had to deal with Rich. And a lot of information would have come out, and I don't think that they would be ready for it.
Uh-uh. Are you sitting on a lot of information that's 100%, not already out there? 100%.
I believe
so. You've got
a tremendous amount.
Bring.
Child, these thigh-high boots are overflowing. and it ain't with
excited.
My booty.
It just gets me even more excited about
there's
what the future
so,
of this show could
there
be.
There is so much. So much. Yeah. So much actual physical... I mean, so much evidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot. A lot.
It just makes me excited for the reunion.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
literally
I mean,
on the edge of my seat.
You know, I say it every week. They need to work a little harder to promote this show. I mm-hmm. mean,
I think it's season two. I think everybody's you know, season two is always like a will it or won't it, but
mm-hmm. but it is.
Everybody knows it really is.
I think we're
every
doing
week
really good.
I see new blogs and new like Instagram accounts talking about this show.
Yeah,
I know. My review does really well.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, you know, I've been hashtagging and all that.
I read it every week.
If you will at me, I'll retweet it.
I do all the time. I did it today, too.
Did we retweet it?
No, it was just a like. It was just a like. But yeah, don't worry. But I'll keep doing it.
Okay.
Or, yes.
Yeah, it's good. He has some good content.
Yeah, I read it every week. Good. He's always good.
I'm always happy to. Like, if you private... I think a lot of people private message you. Hey, the recap's up.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
okay. All right, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not here to,
I mean, you know,
to
it's
push
just,
my
no,
stuff,
but,
you know?
But we're friends, so I don't I don't have an
okay,
issue.
Okay, cool.
But, I mean, like, honestly, like, if you got the, you know, like, the sheer number is overwhelming.
Oh, I can only imagine.
So I feel like, I feel bad because, like, you can ask. I'm like, in the morning, I'm like, oh, shit. Did I say hi to so-and-so? They say hi to me every morning. I really want to go say hi. Like, it means something to me.
No, you're really
I can
good
tell.
About that.
It
yeah.
means
you
something
are really,
to
really,
me.
Really good about that.
But and I care about it, you know? I mean, I've been doing it since season one, and people got to
people
know me, you know, which was nice.
Very personal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break from the recap, because I want to ask some rapid-fire questions from Twitter.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
So, at Michael Horn, 23, he's very loyal to AfterBuzz. He says, between Stephanie and Carrie, who does she think she would be more likely to build a friendship with in the future?
That's a good
if
question.
You had to choose.
You know, I actually, at the reunion, had an epiphany with Carrie, about Carrie. And I think that Carrie and I are both alphas. I think I said that earlier. And I think that it bothers Carrie that she doesn't necessarily win around me, and I think that I should be old enough and mature enough to be able to say, you know what, you obviously need this. Why don't you take this one? Why don't you take this win? And then I think that there might be an opportunity for Carrie and I to get, because Carrie's probably the only one who, I mean, you know, would, Stephanie doesn't even, there's no chance.
Yeah. Got it, yeah. At TV Genius 05 asks, has she enjoyed having Deandra on the season this year and have her back while also keeping her in check? Love their relationship.
I do. I love our relationship. And you know what, honey? I don't have a problem with people keeping me in check. I want people to keep me in check. The difference is Deandra checks me with love. Mm-hmm. She doesn't check me with petty or condescending or any of that. She checks me with love. She wants me to be better. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't I want to be better for her? Like, that's love.
Yeah.
She loves me unconditionally, just like I love her.
I think she does it in the friend way.
Yeah.
I'm going to support, like, in public, I'm going to support you, but then I'll take you behind closed doors
and beat the crap out of
you. Exactly.
That's oh, what I'm a not real allowed to make does. Jokes like that anymore. Sorry.
I need a Deandra in my life. Just putting that out there.
Oh, she's universe. Fabulous. Yeah. She's mine. Damn it.
At Emmy Mimi, she asks, would you rethink your choice of surgeon for your breasts given what happened afterwards?
No, because I contracted the flesh-eating bacteria in Mexico. Okay, let me just get this all real straight. Mm-hmm. I never asked for her to give me her an opinion on my doctor. I was quite happy with my doctor. I think when you put your life in someone else's hands, you should like the person mm-hmm. and possibly trust him. I don't know. Sounds like a good word. So I had researched my doctor. He's a cosmetic surgeon, and I was very happy with him. I felt comfortable with him. I felt trusted with him. There was trust there. So no, he did an amazing job. I contracted it in Mexico because I pushed myself too hard, and he saved my life. When we landed from Mexico, I took pictures in the bathroom, and I sent them to him, and he said, 7 a.m., my office tomorrow morning. Yeah. He cultured them. He cleaned them. He put the right antibiotic on it. He gave me the right oral antibiotic, wrote me scripts, sent me around the corner to get more, told me exactly how to do it. I had to shower twice a day, dry with a clean towel every single time, put topical medication on, take oral medication, and sleep. It took me all day just to get through the process of caring for myself. Wow. There was no time to do anything else. And, you know, without him, I would have possibly been hospitalized and possibly had my entire breast skin eaten completely off my body. Yikes. The holes were huge enough to put a Q-tip head in. A Q-tip head would completely disappear. It ate a stitch in 3 hours. I saw it eat a stitch in three hours.
I'm sure you were surprised that this became a story. Like, it became a thing.
It should have been a story. It should have been a bigger story.
And the thing about it is, like, is there ever going to be a moment of, I'm really sorry for all of this because I've seen mm-hmm. you go through this.
Yeah.
And we all talked about it in such a negative way.
No. You know what? So what? I mean, look, the only person I got to answer to is Jesus when I die. And he already knows how I feel. So I don't even have to really answer much, do I? I just have to stand in front of him.
I'm more or less concerned about, like, Carrie, given that she said so much about...
She says a lot. She tried to ruin my doctor's reputation. She, mm-hmm. They did a lot. They did a lot. They did a lot. And it cost my doctor a lot. And it's disappointing. And it's just disappointing.
Yeah.
It's disappointing.
I just felt like at some point, will there ever be an apology for
that? No, there's not. Because I feel like that's a one-way street, child.
That's really, really
damaging.
That's
a one-way street, and I've been running it the same direction for a long time.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to go back.
No. That is what is so frustrating, though, which is what we were talking about earlier. Like, Leanne has to apologize for everything and be held accountable for everything mm-hmm. that she does. And, like, the other girls don't ever have to say, I'm sorry. Just like you said, I'm joking. It was a joke or whatever.
Right.
And I think is, like, getting to me at this point. But, like, that is, I can't
imagine. But I've been living with that since season one, which no one ever got to see during season one. But that's been going on with this cast since one. You want to know why I explode? Hello.
Well, and as a viewer, that's kind of how I feel. Like, season one, I was like, what the hell's
going
on?
She's crazy.
And then now, like, Deandra comes in and she says a few things, and then it gets you, you're like, oh, you're right.
She's the voice of reason. She's the audience voice.
Yeah.
And she really, like, and she refuses to let me get railroaded, which is lovely because, you know what? I would never let her get railroaded. So it's nice.
But it's just, it is good because I am seeing this in a whole nother light and mm-hmm. stuff like this. I can't imagine myself dealing with it. Like, I would be pissed off too.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you had a flesh eating bacteria and almost died and someone made a joke like, oh,
that's
who cares?
What I'm talking about.
Well, who cares?
And it was so sad too. Exactly. Like, at the point where you had to, I think you were telling Brandy maybe, like, can we not tell Carrie this?
I didn't want her to know.
Of course.
I mean,
I
saw
totally
what she
agree.
Did to my doctor. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine the fun she would have made of me?
I totally agree. That's so disappointing.
It's uncomfortable. I would rather Carrie not know anything about my life, honestly, because it gets twisted.
Yeah.
I get that. With people like that, especially with her, with the back and forth of that rat, Honest Tea over Dallas, or that's Girls, or that's Dallas, or whatever it was. People like that, the tit for tat, the know it
all. It's tit for tat, tit for tat.
I can't
with
the
know it alls. One up, mm-hmm. tit for tat, one
oh, I
up.
Hate that.
And Mark is identical. And that's, I guess, how they communicate.
Mm-hmm. We said that on the show.
We did.
But
we
I will
that.
Say
exact
for me, I have to go get, like, behavioral reprogramming because I just, like, oh, you I know, have a that sends my robot that... into like, you know, I'm like, I don't know.
Right. I know exactly what you mean.
It's just really hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to alter. I don't want to act. I don't want to hold my tongue. Because if I do, then you're not getting to know what's really going on in my mind. And I believe that if I share what's really going on the minute I think it, then you know where I am. I'm not, you know, I don't want to lie to the audience. I just don't. I never have. I've said that from day one.
We can tell.
Yeah. I don't want to lie. Yep. I don't want to lie.
True. One more question here. At Amanda R357, she asks, besides being a backstabber, why does Leanne dislike Carrie so much, or what did Carrie do initially to get on her bad side?
I have, so you saw this Monday night. No, Leanne, you and I would never be friends. She's felt like that from day one. And I have my assumptions of why. And I think that this particular season, when you saw us at the dog park, that was my idea. There was a scene previous to that where I had said, I'd like to really get to know you. I want to try. I took the time this time and I said, I feel like I didn't give Carrie a chance in season one, and I'm going to own that, and I want to rectify it. I really want to go open-heartedly and just be like, hey, should I even do yoga? If you want to do yoga, I mean, I'm going to fall on my face 900 times, but I'll try it. Like, whatever's comfortable for you, I want to extend my heart open to you. I want to see if we can have any... And right after the dog park, she called Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And it was like, so there is no chance. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and you know, and it's just, it's not me. It's not, I mean, I'm, you know, they're going to say she's scary, she's dangerous, I don't want to be around her, you know, and I'm just kind of getting tired of the autopilot response, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. I think it's too bad that Carrie has to always be on one side versus someone else. I don't know why, like, we talked about New York. Like, there are people that kind of float between, you know? It's all or nothing.
I think that's, like, the problem why you guys can't be a cast of people like New York is because I think she is, like, the problem in the whole mix. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. But she just cannot be real about anything, and I cannot
but she
understand
says, I love you so much. Yeah. But she says, I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Yeah. And I said we couldn't be friends because I love you. How is
it's,
that?
Yeah. It's
I just, you know me. Look, if I say we can't be friends, I'm going to tell you why. Mm-hmm. Here is the 411 breakdown. Yeah. And I just want to speak in plain English, I guess. I don't know.
I get it.
And really quick, while we're on the Carrie topic, Susan Brown joins us in chat. And she says, did anyone tell Carrie about the bacteria before the reunion?
This is why I asked the question. Like...
Is this going to come up?
Yeah,
like,
is this
going
to come up again? Because,
Trying to think. I mean, I think she knew. I'm sure Brandy told her. I'm mm-hmm. Stephanie. I mean, I have no doubt about that. She doesn't come for me with it. I mean, at least she hasn't. I don't think she will in season. And I certainly pray that she doesn't on social media. And I think that's another thing I'm going to tell you. I really have issues with the fact that. Let's do our job on camera, and can we not be bullies? I've had to block Stephanie and Travis mm-hmm. on
really?
Twitter. It's
y'all
that
are
bad.
No longer friends on Twitter to this
day. I don't
day.
Block her. I don't want to see what Travis has to say. I don't want to see his nasty
Wait,
ass.
He's talking?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you see him say, is it safe for my wife to work with her? After all, she had a knife in her hand last year. Did I have a knife in my hand last year? But that's what he tweeted. So if you put it out in the universe enough, their philosophy is people, the sheep will believe. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I just don't want to treat people like sheep. I want to treat people like people.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Wow.
So.
Well,
going
back to this wonderful party. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to go back to the party and go back to the fight. Do you think, like, after seeing it, that you were portrayed all right? Like, do you like how you handled yourself?
No, I hate how I handled myself. Okay. I was sick as a dog. I mean, here's the thing.
I confess, I loved it.
Yeah, everyone on social media loved it. Everyone on social media loved it.
That's all that matters,
Leah. Yeah. And,
I'm sorry.
You know, I get it. I know.
You gotta get
Drama
it.
Queen.
You do know that this will go down in history as one of the most iconic moments on Housewives history.
Whoop, whoop.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I hope so. This show,
Okay, let me ask you this. When you are sick as a dog, and I mean sick, mm-hmm. not a cold, yeah. I mean down for the count, and somebody's like, are you like, dude, I'm really sick. Will you leave me alone? Are you like, get out of my face? Right? You know, you're like, I mean, I have zero patience yeah. when yeah. I'm sick. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have zero patience normally. But then you combine it with, like, you know, just exhaustion. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to gain control of this conversation one way or another. And that was the only thing that my, yeah. you know, my backwards brain could come up with. And it reverted to old patterns. Because it was exhausted and didn't have the strength to come up with anything new. Mm-hmm. And it was an easy, I know.
Yeah.
It was an easy choice. I mean, sadly, it was an easy choice. And I'd rather it not be so easy, but
I still want to know how you got the glass.
I did too. Yeah. I do too.
I'm just glad you didn't hurt your hand.
Yeah, true. Are you surprised with how Carrie reacted, though? Like, you could just tell she was very still in the face the entire time. Like, she did say that one remark about your breath.
I thought she was pretty aggressive that night.
A lot of people were tweeting me that way they thought she was on something.
Yeah, like, the way she, Carrie, the way she was looking at you during this confrontation, it was kind of like playing the big sister, like, as if you were the little sister, say whatever you want, but I'm going to kind of like laugh and be like, mm-hmm, and like you get heated while I just
You mean
kinda,
that condescending yeah. look that she knows sets me off?
And her exactly body language, her body language cut away you right from out you. Of that table.
Yeah. Well, of course she did. She's been doing that since day one. And until you take the time to look at the details, you're only going to look at the overall of what they guide you, of how the show guides you. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's the detail. The devil is in the details, people. The mm-hmm. devil
That's what we do here.
Is in the details.
That's what we do on
well,
this
we
panel.
Dissect those.
Too many, yes. too many details means right. there's a whole lot of devil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see through edits, so we yeah. call it all out
exactly.
on this show.
Yeah. And, like, speaking of edits, was there anything that you wish they would have said that was not heard from your point of view? Or
no, I think they
said?
Put everything I said okay. on. Right. I mean... When I say it, they like to leave all that in there.
Okay. There wasn't yeah. something that, like, oh, they forgot yeah. to say.
That's
yeah.
a good
this.
Question, because I noticed that scene was so chopped up and so cut, and then Felt Cameron chopped. Went to leave, and Brandy's mom popped in. She was now seated there. Yeah. Where
I
she
did
wasn't
not
there
even see that.
When he threw the glass, and when it made it look like Carrie left with Cameron.
And that did not happen.
I could tell by the timeline. Yeah. So you gotta watch.
You mean Cameron left with Carrie? Cameron
I'm gonna
didn't
rewatch
leave?
It.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, who's that?
They didn't leave at the same like it was a while until she followed her.
She went and then she came back.
Oh. Yeah, cuz she said something like I'm leaving with her cuz
we came together and
yeah.
that's etiquette.
Yeah. yeah.
That's etiquette.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Makes yeah. sense.
What about etiquette giving a gift? Giving a gift to the host.
Right. Well, only if you know the difference between a dildo and a vibrator.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Which is why I turned to Brandy. Did you see me say, "Oh, now I know what to get to people."
Yeah, no, yes, I heard that too.
D-cell.
Yes. Oh, that was so good.
I gosh. Love it.
Twist on.
So,
good.
We talked about. Were you guys all in a basement for this fight?
We were
Where
downstairs.
Were you?
So it was like a building in downtown. Okay. So there was an upstairs that was the party decorated, and then the downstairs, which was just the entrance to get up.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So these note cards, what was on them? How many cards did you have?
The note cards, well, I don't even remember. I can't even find the damn things. You know, they did you see on Amazon somebody selling Liam Luckin note cards?
No.
Oh,
my God.
I was dying.
We need
to
on the show.
I was
no,
dying.
So funny because Mike Bowman in the chat says that note cards need to be in the Watch What Happens Live Clubhouse, and I totally agree.
Yeah,
those note cards
and
make you
know. Needs to be in the Watch What Happens Live Clubhouse.
I would have to dig through. I was just so sick, and it's like when you go grocery shopping, and you're like, and you get home, and you're like that one thing that you knew you had five things on your list, but you could only remember four.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's me.
No, it's me too. And I'm like, you know, and then you know, of course, I guess it's dementia, but you know.
Yeah. But
I was trying to keep us focused because basically in Mexico, I felt like everything in Mexico, every time I would say something to direct it, it got spun into a different conversation. And I was like, but you never answered the question.
This is true.
You've never answered the question. And I got really tired of the deflecting. And so I just said, I'm going to have note cards and I'm not going to check them off. I'm not going to the next question until you answer it. But then we never got around to that because if you notice at the end, I was like, you know, we really need to work this out. Like, I'm here. I want to talk it out. I want to do this. And Carrie was like, I can't.
Yeah. She left.
So
it was smart that you had them, though, because Carrie was saying, well, Leanne's not my biggest fan when she was asked but about coming to Mexico.
But what does that have to do with the question?
Zero.
And do you see it's the spin? Yeah. And she does it a lot. If you watch, she has never answered a question that she's been asked in scene.
Right. Nope. That would drive me.
Because she sure didn't really answer that question when Brandy brought up the being the nanny.
No, she didn't.
She went all around that.
Yeah. Kind of like all the devil in the details of her blog.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really refute all these things against her husband either.
You know, someone said that to me the other day. They were like, so she's never said, no, he's not. She just said, low blow. And I was like, I don't know.
I mean, unless if it's so ridiculous to her that it's not worth clarifying a yes or no answer to. But I mean, I feel
like she's talking about it.
Well, that's the thing. Right. Why would you keep talking about it?
Yeah. About it? Because it's your it's your only line. I mean, it's I get exhausted. Let's move forward. You know, like there's another, like what's the next? Mm-hmm. I'm a builder. That was like Arizona desert.
And you mentioned how Brandy's mom made an appearance, but I couldn't get over how Tiffany was with y'all. Like, how did that happen? Did you
I asked her to come with me.
Okay.
I couldn't. Well, D'Angelo was gone, and I thought, I don't want to fall. And I was still so weak. I mean, I just can't. I can't express to you. I drank water all night. I was so weak. And I just thought, Tiffany, no, she knows me. I could, we had signals when, you know, we were being clubs. I mean, she knows me. I could give her a look and she's like, got it. I mean, and she'll take me right to the bathroom. She, I mean, like, I don't have to say anything with Tiffany. It's just, and she's like, got it. That, and that's how Deandra and I are. But Deandra wasn't there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
Was there ever a moment where you just thought to yourself, oh my God, I need a drink?
Like. Oh, are you like every damn second we were filming? Yeah. But I felt like looking at season one, that might have been a reason why I couldn't articulate my arguments well.
Yeah.
And I seem to be able to stay focused and on track a lot better this season.
Right. Yeah, but we all love the trolley moment. I mean, that's
trolley!
I think I'm going back and forth, which was my favorite moment. I don't know now.
Trolley?
That was so iconic.
I gave you the trolley at the Honest Tea. I mean, the drunk rambling. And see, y'all didn't even get to see, like, because Brandy and I were both so wasted. She started carrying me at the end of that party and then dropped me on my head.
Oh, God.
And into one of Deandra's African statues. And I was like, don't let the statue fall! And I'm like,
there's
I'm shit-faced, but I can't afford this shit.
There's a lot of stuff in that house.
Yeah. So, I mean, like again, we had fun. And, you know, and that moment when I was crying and saying, why didn't you take me, that genuinely deep in my soul is how I felt. It just took a lot of alcohol to get it from way down here out. So, you know.
Then at this point, there's all this conversation of why Carrie is so embarrassed and offended by the dildo, yet she takes naked photos on national television.
Oh, yes.
So, that was delivered by Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know. She talks about her stepson and how this is going to be a problem. Is it, though? I mean,
Cameron wasn't embarrassed by it. She just didn't want anything to do with it. There's a difference. She wasn't embarrassed by it. She just didn't want to play with it.
Yeah.
I mean, great. I get it. Yeah. You know, not everybody wants to. I didn't want to put a damn bug in my mouth. And trust me, I did not watch nobody try to swallow or crunch nothing. Cameron was like, oh, that sounded like popcorn. I'm like, thank you. You ruined popcorn for me. I will not be able to eat popcorn again. I will think of crickets.
I saw on social media you tweeted that you did not hide that dildo under your pillow. Where was it?
It was outside on my balcony.
Oh.
So I was not going to have it in my room. That's the first thing they were going to do is search the room. Yeah. Come on. Big old yucca plant right outside. Yucca on this a while, baby.
Yeah, because you said in your confessional how you're like, they're not going to be able to find it.
They're not.
At all.
And it wasn't in the room.
And then
I didn't lie to her. I said, it's not in this room. It is gone. It is not in this room.
Yeah,
and I can say that with a truthful face because it isn't in the room.
And then where do they find it? They see it under the pillow, which is all where all, I was. It was very.
And then it made me think, I hope you clean that damn thing you put under my damn pillow.
Right? It's big way. Because
we didn't obviously have room service after Stephanie ate all of my leftover pancakes.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was really funny. I honestly probably would have done the same thing.
I love pancakes.
I don't do leftovers.
I'm sorry. I did. I don't do my own. I'm a big fat boy, and I would have ate the pancakes. I would have
done it. Off someone's mouth that you hate more than life itself, you ate food off my plate.
She can't hate you that
I would
much,
never.
I didn't even think about it like that.
I just wouldn't. No, to me, I wouldn't. I lose
That's
my
disgusting.
Appetite.
I'm so grossed out by that. I'm sorry. Well, that was my dildo moment. Thank you.
Well, I learned something tonight. All men
love dildo. Yes. Right? At least all the ones I know.
Wow. Oh, that was great. That was great. And then a couple other lines. We're going to do this now. I'm going to open the show next week with that. We're going to do this now.
Yes.
We're going to do this now.
I love it.
Yes.
And that was the other one. Be real careful. That was
Be real careful.
Oh, I love it. I love it. She hasn't broken her eye contact with me.
Well,
I love it.
I mean, again, I'm old. I've been through a lot. You got to remember how many lives I've lived and what I've done in my life and, you know. When I want your attention, like at the reunion, I had some good eye contact.
I love it. I comment on that.
I cannot wait.
Look at this.
Yeah, I know. I just hope it's a. I feel like it's going to be a two-parter. Like,
it is. I think so.
For sure. Well, okay. Yeah, I feel like y'all deserve that. Insulting. It should be. Yeah.
Well, I think we just had a lot to get through.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. A lot to put on the table.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you get to pick your outfits for the reunion? Or how does that work?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I think they had a stylist that. Went and shopped for everybody, but I chose a different way. I mean, I wasn't big on what was sent me.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So I always wondered that.
And something I've always wondered in your confessionals, is that a take for one day?
Like a whole day.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they're always like, you know, and I feel bad for the girls who haven't done a lot of television because, you know, you sit there and they're like, okay, I mean, so I feel so bad for my producer, but like they would be like, okay, so when this was going on, you were feeling like, I said, don't tell me how I feel. Tell me about the damn scene. I remember. I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay. And then like a lot of times they'd be like starting, but he's like real slow about reading it. And I'm like, what? Get to the point. Okay, I'm like, I'm sitting on a drummer stool. My butt is so flat. I can feel my cheekbones on the seat, you know, I'm not a slow person. I'm a Gemini. I'm very fast. I'm very quick. I don't walk. I mean, there's nothing I do that's slow.
Gemini too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fast. I'm fast. Yep. And so slow people really irritate me.
Ophelia.
Yeah.
You're a fast talker. True. Thank
you. I'm a fast thinker. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
certain people operate on a different wavelength. You know, it's true.
Yeah, and I'm Speedy Gonzalez. Yep. I mean, my nickname in high school was Speedy Gonzalez from running track.
Well, is there technically two confessionals? Because I noticed you have two different outfit changes.
I have three. Yeah.
Three.
Okay. I demanded three.
Okay.
Because I was you're going to make the first one look stupid. So, okay.
You look great.
I love the Roland Murray, but I just seem so sweet and innocent, and that's just not Leanne Lockham.
I love the white.
Okay. I like the white.
That was my warrior braid.
Your hair.
Warrior nails.
Yes. Loved it.
Yes. Okay, so those are three different days.
And then the smooth and the silver.
Yeah.
Oh, necklace.
I love that. Three
days.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's several days in each dress. Okay. Several days in each dress.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the pickups and all that
stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's not one day. Oh, they could never do that. I mean, I might be able to do it, but that's a lot.
It's an all day, three different days all day in that day.
No, it's about, I can't tell you how many because it just depends on what they need interviews for, you know, with the transitions are. But no, I mean, it's probably, I mean, overall total, I don't know, maybe 4 days in one outfit, five days in one, maybe another four in another. But they're never 1, 2, 3, 4. They're like one and then like a month later.
Okay. put the same outfit on.
2 weeks later.
Next season, I would like at least five looks.
Me too, child. I wanted. I would like at least five. I asked for five. You know, I went. I was like, I was in the Neiman's dressing room. I was like, what you think of this cushioning?
Because by then, everybody's used to you guys. We know who you are. We know what you guys look
now
like.
Now it's about the fun.
I think, have fun with it.
And I did. Did you? I mean, seriously, like the red, I was like, okay, red, Roland Murray. You know, let's be Dallas in the first one. Dallas, very Dallas. Yeah. And, you know, and then, like, when I went to the silver, I had this, like, killer necklace. It was like a fish skull. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, do you have anything a little more, like, expensive looking? And I'm like, okay, you don't get it. Like, I'm unique. I'm rare. I'm not, you know, sparkling shine.
I love it though.
But the necklace you do wear, I really like that necklace.
It gives you guys a chance to show personality a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I mean, that white.
Even more.
The white was my personality.
Yeah. Faux show. Faux show.
That was all my idea. That hair took forever.
Wow. I bet. Yes.
But it was so worth it. It was so worth it. Now, I had, like, I conceptually went in at the beginning of the year and I was like, I want this look. I want to do a smooth. I want to do the braid. And then I guess whatever, like the first one was just like waves, you know, like last year. Like I felt like transition from old into what I am now.
Gotcha.
So that people know that there's like this growth in me, you know?
I like that.
There was a lot of talk about Carrie's look, that first look.
It was just so distracting for me. Yeah, it felt like it was going to eat her face. Like I don't know. Like, I couldn't get
it. Was, I think,
but
a kavali.
It was a risk. It was a risk.
Yeah, it was a gown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you know, you know when you wear buy clothes to wear on set, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Oh, okay, I got that.
To me, it wasn't like the white dress was not expensive. The silver dress was not expensive. It was the look. It's a look. I grew up modeling. And so for me, I know what look. I'm like, I'm looking for a look. It's not, I want my personality to be three totally different looks.
Right.
I want to be different. I want people to go, that, and I'm like, yes, because I'm a Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like me, give me a minute.
Yeah, it was a case of, you know, you wear the clothes, don't let the clothes wear you.
And yes.
I felt like it was wearing
her.
So people will talk about, oh, she had on Gucci, but then when you get to me, it's like, this look is everything.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want it to be the look. I don't want you to be like, what's your necklace? What's your da-da-da-da-da?
I mean, tell you, I don't have a damn clue who the designers are of any of the looks, whether you're in Beverly Hills or I don't care. I want to know what works for you.
Exactly.
I'm not a label person. I'm really more like, you know, I'm a design. I'm like, I'm visual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm very visual.
So this episode wraps up, and everyone's now concerned that Brandy is sounding like you know.
Like me. It's all my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised. I think we're going to end everything with it my fault. That? Because it's, what else do they have?
How do they make a situation that's not about you?
Yeah. About me. Yeah. Right?
About you.
I mean, I kind of feel like I should give them some of my paycheck.
No.
Here's what's going to be said. They're going to say that Leanne fired up Brandy with that FaceTime call, and that's why she went in hot.
Reading Stephanie's blog, she literally says the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was going
to
say.
But Stephanie's going to blame me till the day is long. And, you know, and it'll catch fire. Yeah. It'll catch fire. And, you know, I think that's how we'll end the whole thing is, you know, facing each other with everything being my fault. Everything.
Which this, like, literally makes no sense because in the next episode, Carrie admits to saying exactly what Leanne told Brandy, which Brandy told Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And how is Stephanie still siding with Carrie on this?
How does the no voice child constantly never choose a voice?
It's
frustrating, isn't it?
Yes, it
and
is.
And so you can imagine. Just you're just watching it being frustrated.
Right.
Can you imagine filming it and being frustrated?
I'd lose it.
But then you'd be a killer.
Yeah. I would be.
Exactly.
It's not such a hard stretch when you really kind of like I said, in Mexico, look at what led up to it.
Right.
You know?
Mm. Yeah. So what is it? Two more weeks of episodes?
Yeah, two more shows.
I,
and
I
then
got extra
then
shows this season, yes. Which I was really excited.
I know,
very encouraging.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, these other shows, you hear, oh, they're down to 12 episodes this season. I'm like, damn, okay.
I know, Jersey's 10.
That's what I'm saying. That's, yeah. So I'm like, okay, at least you guys, this is encouraging. I haven't heard this in Housewives in a while.
But I will say, a lot of that has to do with our amazing production team. And, you know, I worked hard to continue to give content. There was always there was something to give. There was always another party to throw or something that needed to be said. So I, you know, I was all about, I mean, they, honestly, it was like, you know, get married. And I'm like, hell no. Like, I just.
You got to save that for season 3.
I'm like, and I'm like, okay, no. Yeah.
So you kept your engagement. Did you have to keep your engagement quiet for 11
year.
Months?
It was so hard. That's so hard. DeAndra has, you know, her New Year's Eve party. Then we always go. I always go. So I wore my ring like this to the New Year's Eve party, and no one really thought anything about it. So then whenever I would see someone that I was really, you know, close to, I would go.
Oh, my
God. And they would freak out. And I was like, shh. And then finally after the first, fourth or fifth person, I was like, I just took the ring off. I was like, baby, will you just put it in your pocket? Because I wasn't drinking New Year's Eve, so I was still sick. And I was like, I don't want to get in trouble. Like, I want what we created to slowly unfold the way it should.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to bust it, unlike other people on my show, which, yeah. You know, it was frustrating for me.
We talked about the timeline of this engagement. When, mm-hmm. when exactly were
last
you proposed
year,
to? Was
at
September?
The state fair. It was end of September or October, yeah.
Okay.
So it was
at the end of the state fair.
Christmas, or excuse me, before the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which played.
We're always playing with time on this show too. We can spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And actually, now that we're on that topic, Sky, who is in live chat with us, had a question, and I don't know if you can answer this, but she says, "Have you and Rich made any plans for your wedding yet that you would like to share?"
Oh, that I'd like to share. You know, here's the thing about it, and I've been saying this a lot, and it's so funny because I think people think I'm crazy, but because I am a truly loyal friend, I probably have 10 to 12 girlfriends that I've been friends with for more than 20 years, and they're all like, oh, hell, you ain't making this. I got a say in this. Like, I was with you during this guy and this guy, and let's not forget this guy. So they're all like, now I have like a chat room with all of them together, and they're like, you know, well, we think we should do this. And so I'm like, y'all do get out. Let me know, do I show up in a short dress or a long dress? Mm-hmm. Let me know what time Rich needs to be there. Probably need to send someone for him, just to be sure. And, you know, I mean, honestly, the wedding isn't even, it's not one of those things that's for me. It's you know how I celebrated it with DeAndra and you saw her love? Mm-hmm. I have 10 to 12 of those women who are that genuinely happy for me, that genuinely want to celebrate it. And those are the people that I want to be with. Yeah. Those are the people that I'm like, I'll do it. I don't care. Yeah. They love me. They know me.
Right.
It's not like they're going to choose something. They're not, you know, they're not pulling rainbows out of, you know, unicorn beds. So they're going to, well, they might for me. They actually, should I take that back? They might do that for me. Yeah.
I love it.
No plans yet. End of summer, probably.
Okay.
And do you want to be in Dallas? Would you like to be?
I want it to be in a church. I want it to be in a house of God. I want it to be a very small ceremony. The ceremony should only contain people who genuinely and authentically believe in maintaining this marriage. Mm-hmm. Because it's a commitment to God. Like when I stood in DeAndra's wedding, I made a commitment to God that I would keep the two of them together. And that is a commitment. I don't make promises lightly to God because that's stupid.
That's
so, yeah, you know those times when you're like sick at 2 a.m. with, you know, something that you ate and you're like, I'll never go there again. Yeah. If you'll just, I made that one night dumbly because I was really drunk, and then I've never gone back to that fast food place. And let me just tell you, it is right by my house. And then when I'm starving, I'm like, I really love you, God.
love that. I'll go home and find him.
So that being said, you wouldn't invite Carrie and or Stephanie to the wedding?
How about Mark? How about Mark? Maybe he can help you, you know, pick out a dress.
They no longer, like, they wouldn't be invited?
If Mark could keep from sticking his tongue down my throat, maybe we would try that.
What?
Whoa. You know,
who the hell knows? I'm out of words, kids.
I hope I wore you out. I want to be like a good hooker. Just ride you hard and wear you out. Oh, I'm, I probably should say I'm joking, right? I'm going to start making sex jokes instead of killing jokes.
There you go. What was the line? The one line I love is you said, I only wish I told someone I would kill them once. Something like that. What was the line? I only wish I told someone I would kill them.
Oh, I don't even, you know, these things fly out. You have to understand.
I love it.
I wish I'd only threatened to kill one person. I mean, like Deandra and I threaten to kill each other all the time. Like, I'm going to tell you something, and I swear, if you tell anyone, I'm going to kill you. Like, this is literally how we talk. We even said it a couple of times, and I don't know if it's going to make it or not, but, like, she turned to me this at the end and was like, you know, we're going to have to stop making these jokes. And I'm like, isn't that sad that we have to change who we are because it's being twisted? And it just doesn't, you know, like, then you lose your personality. Yeah. You lose your authenticity and, you know.
Don't change it.
Right.
Well, you know, if you don't, you have those people that really want to off the show.
Well, Leanne, you are doing the work. You are putting in the work into this show.
My donkey is tired.
Yeah. We're really hoping for a season three. Are you hoping for a season three?
I am. You know, I hope that the show continues for sure.
Okay.
I hope that the show continues for sure.
Totally. Well, we're behind it.
Yes. Totally. 100%. Definitely.
Yes.
Good.
And you are Dallas.
Good.
So. Exactly.
You are so sweet. Well, you know, I love it. And I really think I've learned so much about myself and I've grown so much. And I think even Deandra learned a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think it's nice to grow together. It's nice to have someone that you grow with. It is. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So.
Well, if you're not following Leanne, what are you doing? Find her and follow her. Where can we find you and what do you want to promote?
I am on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at leannelockin.com. You just got to spell Leanne right because my mom got me good. And what am I trying to I'm getting ready to go back to New York.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah, Monday. And very excited.
Good.
And what else? Oh, jewelry line.
Oh, jewelry line.
Oh, very nice.
Jewelry, and I got some sunglasses in case you need a little shade in your life.
And we all need that.
Yes. We all need some good shade, honey.
Well, we love you for coming in.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much
for having me. This was fun.
Yes.
Great. You guys can find us on all of these lovely platforms.
Yes.
You guys can stalk me on Instagram at DJ Richie Sky.
Thanks for joining us in live chat tonight. You can join me, Jesse Zahner, all over social media at Athletic.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. We'll see you next week. Again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me at Rach_Robillard.
And if you want even more Real Housewives of Dallas, read my recap on realityt.com and listen to my podcast. We're talking about that mess, NeNe leaks, and a lot more.
NeNe.
Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. That'll do it for us. We're talking with Leanne, Real Housewives of Dallas. This was great. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.